I'm Francis Lamb, and this is Splendid Table Selects, our new podcast where we share the interviews that inspired us, taught us something new, or just made us want to cook. This podcast is brought to you by Bob's Red Mill, an employee-owned company offering organic, gluten-free, stone-ground products. And for decades, they've been experts at making healthy taste amazing. Learn more about Bob's Red Mill products at bobsredmill.com. And here's our show. When you think about all the cities around the globe, known for their rich culinary traditions and food heritage, where does Tucson fall on your list? Well, if it's not on your list at all, you may want to consider adding it. And you might even want to book a flight because Tucson, Arizona is the first city in the United States designated a World City of Gastronomy by UNESCO. And that's a huge deal. Our contributor Von Diaz talked with Gary Nabhan for this story.
Hi, Gary. Thanks so much for being here.
It's great to be here with you, Von.
So what's up in Tucson?
Well, we are delighted that something we've been working on for years has finally borne fruit, and that's becoming the first UNESCO City of Gastronomy in the United States and one of just six cities in the UNESCO Creative Cities Network in the entire country. And this means that we can really celebrate our traditions and heritage with food, but also continue to foster the incredible innovation and vitality we've seen in Tucson over the last few years.
And what does it mean to be a global city of gastronomy?
Well, we're part of a creative cities network of 116 cities in some 54 countries around the world that interact through scholarly and other kinds of exchanges of food artisans, for example, chefs and farmers and bread makers and cheese makers. And this brings us into dialogue with other innovators around the world so that we can not only jumpstart new innovations in our own city, but evaluate them and see whether they can be transferred to other U.S. cities as well.
Paint me a picture of Tucson.
Well, Tucson is a place I deeply love. I've been living in it off and on for 40 years, and it has a 4,100-year-old continuous history of agriculture inside the city limits with Native American groups, Hispanic communities joining in about 300 years ago, and then now over 60 immigrant groups that have made Tucson its home. So at our Tucson Meet Yourself Festival in the fall each year, we have 100 to 120,000 people eating the foods of 50 different ethnicities around the region and the world. And so this town just lives and celebrates every day with its great food and its great farming traditions. And one in six jobs here in Tucson are related to food and farming.
Wow, that's surprising. So what are the foods and dishes that make Tucson, Tucson?
Well, they are different from the Tex-Mex borderlands cuisine and even from the Santa Fe southwestern cuisines. We really have a border culture here that's this fusion of Yaqui and Tahanoatam indigenous traditions. Those groups live within Metro Tucson's area, as well as Hispanic and sort of Anglo cowboy traditions. And so the foods include things like a kind of enchilada that you can't see anywhere in the world more than 50 miles away from here, called the flat enchiladas or enchiladas chatas, which are cheese-stuffed corn cakes that are made completely differently than other enchiladas. We also have Navajo churro sheep lamb chops and Corriente Criollo cattle beef in our restaurants every day of the week, and they're the oldest livestock breeds in North America. And then we have wild foods that sometimes reach beyond the region but are celebrated here like nowhere else, the wild chiltepín, the hottest chili in North America. Choya cactus buds. Imagine eating the flower bud of a spiny cactus and finding it delicious. And things like mesquite pods and other wild foods that may not be known past this region, but are integrated almost every day and week into something done at a restaurant, cafeteria, elderly home, or homeless shelter here.
Wow, and that all sounds delicious. How did you wind up in Tucson?
I'm of Arab American descent. My family is Lebanese and Syrian, and I think I was pulled to this desert, even though I also love the deserts in the war-torn areas of the Middle East. And there's something about the pungency of the herbs and other plants that occur in desert climates, the essential oils that give them this powerful fragrance, are actually enhanced by the hot, dry climates here. So we have a wild oregano here that is about 20 times more potent than any other oregano in the world, and high in antioxidants, but more than that, high in flavor and fragrance. So there's something special that I was just pulled to being of desert descent in this, the Sonoran Desert, one of the great deserts of the world.
Gary, congratulations on this amazing recognition. I'm certainly proud to have a global city of gastronomy in this country.
Well, all of Tucson is celebrating because everyone, every culture in this community made it happen. So thank you, and come and visit us.
Absolutely.
Gary Paul Nabhan is a nature writer, agrarian activist, and ethnobiologist who works on conserving the links between biodiversity and cultural diversity. Von Diaz is the author of Coconuts and Collards, Recipes and Stories from Puerto Rico to the Deep South. For more information about this great UNESCO World City of Gastronomy, head to our website, splendidtable.org. This podcast is brought to you by Bob's Red Mill. You can get your protein, fiber, and probiotics on the go with Bob's Red Mill's Vanilla Protein Powder Nutritional Booster. It's made from pea protein powder, chicory root fiber, chia seeds, probiotics, and monk fruit extract for a touch of sweetness. It's gluten-free, vegan, a good source of omega-3, an excellent source of iron, and high in protein and fiber. You can find out more about Bob's Red Mill's products at bobsredmill.com.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.